Breaking the sound barrier. Every language is a self-contained system. By system, we mean a set of elements and rules for their use. Sounds that make a difference in meaning in one language may not work the same way in another. We can start with English veal and wheel to illustrate this point. Words like these are called minimal pairs. They are the conjoined twins of language. Just one sound in each is different from one sound in the other. If we compare Ukrainian, a Slavic language, we do not find any minimal pairs similar to veal and wheel. Minimal pairs provide linguists with the evidence of the units they call phonemes, the sounds of language whose job it is to allow different meanings. The phonemes that make up the English sound system, English phonology, include v and w. In Ukrainian, there are many words that begin with v, but none that begin with w. There are also Ukrainian words that end in w, but none that end in v. So two sounds that are separate phonemes in English belong to the same phoneme in Ukrainian, where there are no pairs of words contrasting in meaning comparable to English veal and wheel. We learn the phonemes of our first language without knowing what a phoneme is or how it works. You can learn to drive a car without being a mechanic or even knowing the principle of the combustion engine. We carry over the habits we acquired in mastering our first language when we approach a new one, and can soon bump up against a few problems with phonemes that refuse to behave like the ones we are familiar with. This is why a Ukrainian speaker learning English will say vel for well, vik for week, etc.